This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on the Live Feed, we're at the 2013 Red House Records Barn Fest with John Gorka. John Gorka, a New Jersey native who now lives in Minnesota, is a folk musician who has been called by Rolling Stone magazine the preeminent male singer-songwriter of what has been dubbed the new folk movement. Terry Tenseth will sit down and speak with him in this episode about his life as a musician. We'll also be listening to his live performance at Barnfest. You're listening to the Live Feed.
We're at the 5th annual Barnfest from Red House Records, celebrating 30 years of Red House Records. And we have John Gorka with us. He just got done playing a great set, which you're going to hear very soon during this interview. John, gotta ask.
Yes.
Why music?
Why music? I think I knew I wanted to be a writer before I knew music was going to be the way. And then when I started trying to write songs, I felt like it was a better way, a better form of expression than writing words alone, because I could express what I could articulate with the lyrics, but also express what I couldn't find words for with the sounds and the music. I can sometimes feel like I get it right when I'm writing and when I'm singing. When I'm talking, I can't stand to hear myself talk. Music and the writing of the songs comes from a more certain place, or a more a wiser place than talking.
When did you learn that that was a great vehicle for you?
I guess as a teenager, I started, I think I was, my brother, I just talked to my brother yesterday. He said that when I was 13, he asked me what I wanted to do. I said, I want to be a musician. So this is before I was playing anything or writing songs or anything, and it turned out to be the way it worked. I guess it's kind of a calling, more than anything, because the inability to express myself in a satisfactory way outside of music.
Was guitar your first experiment into music?
Well, the very first thing was Suzuki violin. I restrung my grandfather's violin as a viola, so it was Suzuki viola, grades 6, 7, and 8. And then they kind of stopped. That's around the time I started to pick up, I wanted to play the banjo. So it was a banjo, and then about 6 months later, I started to play guitar. My brother plays guitar, and he showed me some chords and things and got me started.
Now, you lived out on the East Coast, right?
Right. I'm from New Jersey, as I wrote in the song, I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah,
after
the name.
Yeah. That didn't take long to name that one. And I grew up there first 18 years in Colonia, New Jersey, in Woodbridge Township, and then moved to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, to go to school at Moravian College. I stuck around Bethlehem because of Godfrey Daniels Coffee House, which is on the south side of town. Still there, still kind of hanging in there after 30-something years.
Prime time to forget. What was that that I just said? What was that that I just said? What was that that I just said? Such a waste of time. It's been another second guess. Maybe I should just pick a town, one where I've never made a mess. Move along when the crowd is right, stand alone when the crowd is wrong. Always had the lone wolf way, distilled the instinct to get the gun. Prime time to forgive, prime time to forget. What was that that I just said? What was that that I just said? What was that that I just said? Mm-hmm. Hey, hey. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, we're such a waste of time. It's been enough to second guess. Maybe I should just pick a town, one where I've never made a mess. Move along when the crowd is right, stand alone when the crowd is wrong. Always had the lone wolf way, distilled the instinct to get the gun. Prime time to forgive, prime time to forget. What was that that I just said? What was it that I just said? What was it that I just said? Mm-hmm. Hey. Oh. Oh.
My first record that came out in the late 1900s. In the vinyl form.
I saw a stranger with your hair, tried to make her give it back, so I could send it off to you. Maybe Federal Express, 'cause I know you'd miss it. I saw a number with your eyes, the flash just turned my head. I went to try them on for size, but they looked the other way. They wouldn't listen. But you're never hard to find in a crowd. The people around you smiling out loud. Their feet don't touch the ground. No, their feet don't touch the ground. Touch the ground. I heard a stranger with your voice. It took me by surprise. Again, I found it wasn't you, just an angel in disguise, in for a visit. And by the way, how is my heart? I haven't seen it since you left. I'm almost sure it followed you. Could you sometime send it back? I'll buy the ticket. But you're never hard to find in a crowd. The people around you smiling out loud. Their feet don't touch the ground. No, their feet don't touch the ground. No, their feet don't touch the ground. I saw a stranger with your hair. I saw another with your eyes. I heard an angel with your voice. Yeah. And by the way, how is my heart? By the way, how is my heart? Tree, gonna make my home with the birds and the bees and the squirrels. They can count on me when I grow up to be a tree. I'll let my joints get stiff, put my feet in the ground, take the winters off and settle down. Keep my clothes till they turn brown. When I grow up, I'm gonna settle down. And I'm gonna reach. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, reach for the sky. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, till I know why. When the spring comes by, I'm gonna get real green. If the dogs come by, I'm gonna get real mean. On windy days, I'll bend and lean. When I grow up, I'm gonna get real green. If I should fall in storm or slumber, please don't turn me into lumber. I'd rather be a Louisville slugger swinging for the seeds. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, reach for the sky. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, till I know why. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, reach for the sky. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, till I know why. I know why.
That was John Gorka's live performance at the 2013 Red House Records Barn Fest in Red Wing. And now we go back to the interview. You're listening to the live feed.
So what's your writing process like now? You said you go on YouTube and you're constantly learning, but I want to know about your songwriting.
Oh, songwriting. I was very shaped by my experiences hanging out at Godfrey Daniels and the people I met there. One of the people was a guy named Jack Hardy. So out of the Greenwich Village folk scene there in the late 70s. I met him in 1979. I was the first opening act I did there with my friend Russ Rentler. We were part of the Razzy Dazzy Spasm Band. We as a duo, we opened for Jack. And that night, I got to talking with him, and he was writing a song a week at the time. I never knew people could work on songs, you know, like that, you know, in a kind of systematic way. I thought people just waited around for inspiration to strike, which is was my approach. And he said, no, that's a cop out. He said, if you work at it and you put yourself on a schedule, you write more songs and you'll develop faster as a writer if you work at it and you exercise the writing muscles. And even he said, even if you throw out 3/4 of what you come up with, the stuff you keep is going to be better, and you'll kind of internalize the writing process and not have it be this thing that it visits from on high. And you know, and inspiration does touch down every now and then. And he said, when inspiration does strike, you're going to be in much better shape to handle it, because you'll be sharpening your tools and exercising the writing muscles.
Do you have to set time for that? Or?
Now it's. It's kind of whenever I get a chance to work on a song. Often it's when I'm away from home, or when the kids are in school. So summertime is more when I'm away. If I'm in the same place 2 nights, the first morning is often a very good time, because then I'm already where I need to be that night. So I have the unstructured, unclaimed time. So that then I can kind of let the wheels turn and listen to what's going on in my head. And often as I'm waking up, if a line or an image occurs to me, or if I'm sitting with the guitar just kind of noodling, something will kind of emerge. It sounds like the language of a song. More and more, it's about getting out of the way of the song that wants to come along. That's one of the things that sometimes when I do song workshops, often people get writer's block, because the song that they think they want to write is not the song that's ready to be born. So you have to kind of identify these kind of gifts from the songwriting gods.
So what brought you to Minnesota?
My first record came out on Red House Records in 1987, and I met my wife through Bob Feldman, who was putting on a festival called Summer Folk at the Carpenter Nature Center. And she was the program director there, and I met her through Bob.
So you met your wife and you stayed.
Yeah, I stayed. Yeah. Yeah. So it was kind of a long distance relationship for a long time, and she didn't know if she wanted to be married to a musician. So it took a while, but eventually she agreed to marry me. So.
Walk when the bottles break and the blacktop still comes back for more. Walk when the bottles break and the blacktop still comes back. I live where the neighbors yell and the music comes up to the floor. I live where the neighbors yell and the music wakes me up. Life beyond the playground fence is serious as basketball. Life beyond the playground fence is serious. 4 blocks from the steel mill blast, I paint my claim up on the wall. 4 blocks from the steel mill blast, I paint my claim. From my end on the south side drag, it's a common thought to call the cops. Further west it's been gentrified, they turn biker bars into flower shops. I kind of miss those Harley guys who rarely did anybody harm. They mostly like to drink and shout, flash the pictures on their arm. Oh, 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 oh. It happens when the money comes, the wild and poor get pushed aside. It happens when the money comes, the poor get pushed. The buyers come from somewhere else, they raise the rent so you can't hide. The buyers come from out of state and they raise the rent. Buy low, sell high, you're getting rich and you still die. Money talks, people jump, ask how high and low life. Donald, what's his name? Who cares? I don't wanna know what his new wife doesn't wear. It's a shame that the people at work wanna hear about this kind of joy. Oh, people aren't saints, no, people just die. They wanna feel like they count. They wanna ride in their own car. People aren't saints, no, people just die. They wanna feel like they count. They wanna ride in their own car. I just wanna make enough to buy this town and keep it rough. I just wanna make enough to buy this town. Buy low, sell high, you get rich and you still die. Money talks, people jump, ask how high, low life, Donald. What's his name? Oh. I walk when the bottles break and the black top just from back for more. I walk when the bottles break and the black top still comes back. I live when the neighbors yell and the music comes up through the floor. I live when the neighbors yell and the music wakes me up. Life beyond the playground fence is serious as basketball. Life beyond the playground fence is serious, 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 serious. Oh.
Thanks.
Didn't know where to look for you last night. I didn't know where to find you. I didn't know how I could touch that light that's always gathering behind you. I didn't know that I would find a way find you in the morning. But love can pull you out of yesterday, as it takes you without warning. I wanna be a longtime friend to you. I wanna be a longtime known. Not one of your memories used to be a summer's fading song. It's for me, it's to you. For your eyes, it's a weight, a wonder that is wise. I am here, you are there. Love is our cross to bear. I know I'll think of us upon that hill with a golden moon arising. And the stars will fall around us still, while the love is realizing. So it is until we meet again. Throw my arms around you. You can count the gray hairs in my head. I'll still be thankful that I found you. It's for me, it's to you. For your eyes, it's a weight, a wonder that is why I am here, you are there, and love is our cross to bear.
You were just listening to John Gorka's live performance at the 2013 Red House Records Barn Fest in Red Wing. And now we go back to the interview. You're listening to the live feed.
What have been some of the biggest learning experiences throughout your career?
One of them was Jack, meeting Jack Hardy and working on songs. You know, like after I met him, I thought, okay, my goal would be to write a song a month. And after the first year, I had more songs than months. So I went to two songs a month and just had these little deadlines. And that I also Jack hosted a songwriter night once a week in his apartment in Greenwich Village on Houston Street. And he would cook great pasta, and people would bring wine, and it's kind of a social occasion. But the idea would that you would bring something new to each week, or you know, as often as you could get there. And the idea was that you'd have the same people there, and it wasn't like a critiquing session. People would have to seek out any kind of criticism for the songs during the socializing part. Yeah, that was a great thing. And just the people I got to meet at Godfrey Daniels, you know, I would open shows for them at Godfrey's, and they would sometimes open doors for me in other parts of the country.
What would you suggest to anybody else who wants to be a musician? What would your words of wisdom be?
My little motto, I guess, is high standards, low overhead, and realistic expectations. It's, you know, things are different now. You can do a whole lot, you know, on your own. You can record a record at home. You could distribute it through the internet. But I guess getting known is probably still the tricky thing. It's, you know, because the world is different. I started when it was still the old world, you know, the old music business, you know, where there's record stores and record companies and press, you know, people to review records, you know, because a lot of that's changed. There's, you know, a lot fewer newspapers who were reviewing records, so it's harder to get the word out, I think, now.
There's writing for yourself and then writing for your audience. Which do you do?
I guess I do both. It's more, I like writing songs, and I like writing different kinds of songs. I don't feel like there's any one type of song I want to write. I feel like one of the things I liked about when I was doing that, playing in bars and restaurants, and then where people didn't really listen, if you got them to listen with a song that they were not familiar with, you were really doing something. And there was places like Godfrey's where people really listened. So I like playing in a variety of situations because it's different ways of connecting with the audience. Sometimes it's the sound of your voice or it's the rhythm of the lyrics more than what the lyrics are saying. So if you can make somebody's head turn in a bar, then you've done something. I was never all that comfortable performing to this day. I'm not totally comfortable, but I feel like I was always drawn to performing, and it's better now than it used to be. But it's still, you know, it's still not, I refer to it as scary fun.
If people want to know more about you and your music, where should they go?
I know there's things on YouTube, but I can't really look at them because I don't want to look at myself. I've got a website, johngorka.com, which I'm not all that great at keeping up stuff, and I'm hoping to get better stuff on there. Yeah, come to a show. I think that's probably the best way, because that's what I based doing on is the songs and the live show, and then everything else comes out of that. Now, I like making records, but it's the live show is primary.
It's called Ignorance and Privilege. Poverty's I was born to privilege that I did not see. Like a peg mount in my skin, one free and easy. And in not my way was paved. I grew up a Catholic boy in a northeastern state, a place when asked where you from, some people tend to hesitate, reply a little bit late, as if maybe it didn't rain. I was born to ignorance and privilege. My dad ran a printing press, a tag and label factory. May have seen it as a child, now a distant memory, almost too faint to see. Dark red brick factory, I did not, but my way was paved. We moved from a city street shortly after I arrived, to a house on a gravel road where I learned to be alive. Crawl, walk, run and ride, that's where I learned to come alive. I did not, but my way was paved. Cause if the wind is at your back and you never turn, I never know the wind is there. You may never hear the sound. Whoa. Got to grow and go to school, work at home and dream at night. Even on the pebble road, stone, shoulder to the wheel, back against the wall, maybe you know how it feels. If the wind is at your back and you never turn around, you may never know the wind is there. You may never hear the sound. Whoa. I was born to ignorance, yes, and lesser poverty. I was born to privilege that I did not see. Like a pig mound in my skin, one free and easy. Did not, but my way was paved. Cause I was born to ignorance and privilege.
Thank you.
That was John Gorka's live performance at the 2013 Red House Records Barn Fest in Red Wing. More information about this artist can be found at johngorka.com. Thank you for listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.